It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz, back after missing yesterday and half of today. Glad to be back here, and I'll be—I'll be flying the ship solo tomorrow. Right? You're going to be watching.
Yes, I'm going to be watching soccer.
El football.
Yes, I need a babysitter.
And guess what this show will not be talking about tomorrow night.
Oh, I may call in.
Don't answer the phone, Chi-Chi. If Darren calls in,
duly noted.
Goal!
Don't answer the phone.
I'll even do it in Spanish.
Goal.
No, would you like Spanish updates?
What was that?
I don't know. Suddenly, don't know. Darren.
He choked on the O?
Oh, my goodness.
Choked on the goal.
And choked on an O. Oh, my goodness. Woo!
Wow. Did I spit in your mouth?
Darren almost died.
Yeah, there's another promo making old Darren look great.
Hey, would you like spit?
Hey, I know you.
Yabba dabba?
Well said.
Yes.
I'm actually interested in this game. It's going to be fun because if you saw the crowd in Tampa Bay for this game for the United States.
Only you saw the crowd in Tampa Bay.
About right. not the greatest crowd for a U.S. national team game. Whereas with Mexico, it doesn't matter.
Well,
there will probably be 50,000 to 60,000 people. May not be a total sellout, but it'll be a lot of people there.
They're the Pittsburgh Steelers of soccer.
Pittsburgh wishes they could travel as well as the Mexicans do for Mexico national.
Pittsburgh travels really well, but they travel well. That's the whole point. Is Mexico has fans that travel well, no matter
Very
where
well,
they're at.
Yes, and no matter who's playing.
Yeah,
if you're putting on the three colors, as they like to call themselves,
tricolor.
Yes. See, you do speak Spanish.
Ish.
You speak Spanish.
I know enough to, bail myself out of jail and find the restroom and bar.
Oh, good.
Those are very important things.
Important
pants.
pantalones.
So, I don't know. You can call in if you'd like. I don't know what this game is tomorrow.
It's a part of the Gold Cup. So, this is a tournament. This is a tournament. And what happens is that there are three groups of four teams. It might be four groups of four teams, something like that. But then they play. And then the top two go on, plus a third place, the two best third place teams, and they go play the final eight, and they go play a real tournament. So this is just a tournament.
Okay.
But it's a fairly important tournament. It's for like people like Martinique and Nicaragua and teams that are not real powers. It's a big tournament. It's on American soil. I mean, Mexico and United States and Costa Rica are here, and those are the three big bad boys of this particular.
I don't know. America qualifies as a big bad boy.
Well, in this region.
We're a big fish in a small pond.
In this region.
In this region, we're big fish.
Yes, in a small pond.
There's a chance that the United States can be. And yeah, okay, great. You're still a big fish in a puddle. I don't care. Big fish. Puddle. Yes, we're a big fish. Martinique is not a big fish.
That feels very much like, small town sheriff.
No, this
I run this small here town.
Well,
and I'm matter.
Okay.
And then they realize, I am nothing.
Well, here, let me tell you. The Gold Cup was created in the United States so that the United States could actually win a soccer tournament.
I have no doubt. I believe that wholeheartedly.
No,
that
I mean.
We'll create something just to make ourselves feel better about ourselves.
Yes, and for a long time, we brought our best and brightest to this. In fact, we got invited one year to the Copa America, which is down South America. It's a far bigger tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought like this team down there. And meanwhile, we played the Gold Cup.
Mm-hmm.
We played it with like our full team. And that's why we've never been asked to come back to the Copa America. We actually had to host it, the 100th anniversary, on not a neutral time for us to actually get back into Copa America because they wouldn't have it because we brought such a crappy team there.
Why do we care? I mean,
because
you're dragging me down this.
It is the biggest sport.
Terrible.
Because
in the
I
world,
feel like I no. We talked about this earlier.
Talking soccer.
No,
I'm going to ask the question that everyone should ask. Why do we care?
Because in any sport, I want the United States to put their best foot out there.
But we can't. There is no human possible way the United States can ever, ever be good enough at soccer to matter in the world of real soccer.
I mean, they got to the.
Thank you. It doesn't. You go to the World Cup, you get your butts handed to you in the second round, third if you're lucky.
They got to the finals of the Confederations Cup, which is the second biggest tournament.
Don't even know what that is.
It's the second biggest tournament in the world.
Okay, well.
And they were up 2-0 on Brazil, and then they lost. Yeah, well, hey. That's
like, hey, Oklahoma City, how are you feeling up 3-1 against the Warriors? Oh, and then you lost.
Yeah, well,
Doesn't matter.
They got to the
finals. You lost.
No, but that proves that the United States can actually. Listen, the United States is going to win a World Cup one of these days.
The year 2172.
You will not be
in the
alive.
Year 29. Fighting, yeah, well,
None of us will be alive.
But the problem with it is that they have a good enough talent to actually be competitive, not favored, but competitive.
It's the same thing I say about the Nuggets. It's the same thing I say about the Nuggets. We should have just traded away all of our talent this year, stockpiled 5 years of number one picks because. Competitive isn't good enough.
But our young kids are great.
But they're going to languish here for the next 5 years.
No.
Do you honestly think they can get past Oklahoma City, the Houston Rockets, the Golden State Warriors?
Well, I don't know what
San Antonio Spurs.
I want to see what this team looks like constituted with what they look like in the regular season. I have no idea. There's a lot of question marks that were going on with the Nuggets coming into this season. They were good. They were good with Jokic. They were much better with Jokic. In fact, they overcame a lot of bad Nurkic to come up with Jokic. It's kind of a shame that Nurkic is getting all the credit for getting traded because he was not playing Nurkic ball here.
Yeah, but Nurkic played really, really good basketball in Portland. Better than Jokic was playing here. Numbers-wise, his numbers were better. Look it up, man. His numbers were better in Portland than Jokic's were here.
Maybe.
They were. No, there's no maybe. They were.
Jokic is a better player.
I don't know that. Numbers weren't better.
Well, okay.
His numbers were not better.
Here were the Nuggets with Nurkic, and here were the Nuggets with Jokic.
Oh, so with Nurkic, they were not going to the playoffs, and with Jokic, they didn't go to the playoffs. So basically, it's a wash. They ended up 2 games below 500 with Nurkic and with
Portland
Jokic.
Portland had a better supporting cast than Nurkic, than the Nuggets had for Jokic.
So you can't say that and then look at me with a straight face.
They had Damon Lillard, man.
And then tell me that the Nuggets have a legitimate chance to be competitive in the NBA. You can't say, oh, no. Well, Portland just has better players. What that means is that no matter who you put around Jokic.
I don't know what's going to happen. I feel like Millsap's going to help.
Okay.
I listened to Earl Boykins when he was on the other channel, and he says that Millsap's going to help.
Help how much? So we go from 42 wins to 50 wins.
Okay, I will take 50 wins.
Why?
Why?
Why would you take
because
50 wins?
Because 50 wins puts you in the playoffs.
Why do you want to go to the playoffs?
Because I want to have a chance to win a championship.
You have no chance to win.
Well, not me. I mean, I don't have a
chance.
The Nuggets have no chance to win. The Nuggets have a chance.
What? Okay, you're right. If the plane kept flying... The Golden State Warriors slams into a mountain as they leave Denver, and then Oklahoma City slams into a mountain as they leave Denver, and then the Spurs slam into the mountain as they leave Denver, and then the Houston Rockets lose everyone to a bad bout of malaria.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Then the Nuggets have a chance.
There's a chance.
If six teams ahead of them completely die, are destroyed, or are sick and injured all at the same time, then yes. The Nuggets.
I didn't say they had a big chance. I just said they have a chance.
They have no chance. They don't have the talent level that these other teams have. They don't have the coaching. I'm not sure they have the front office expertise that these other teams have.
Yeah, I agree.
Arturo Escobar seems to be pretty good at finding talent outside of the United States.
Arturus.
Scrotovar. Am I close?
I don't think that's it.
Escrivar?
Arturus Karnasovas.
I was so close.
Scrotovar.
I was very close. Karnascovas.
Arturus Karnasovas.
Sounds nothing like Scrotovar.
I like Scrotovar. That's a good name.
Sounds like someone who should be fighting against the Justice League. That's what it sounds like. Meanwhile.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.